This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Good evening. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Well, today we're going to do a little combat pistol craft, and we're going to rely on my I wouldn't call him my in-house resident, but he does expert. But he does show up whenever I need him to, and that would be Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Bill. How are you doing today?
I'm just trying to cope, you know, just going to try to do a little radio show here tonight and ask you a few questions for my own edification as well as, everybody listening to me tonight.
What's wrong?
Okay. So, you know, I've been trying to go into this renaissance of, I recognize in my shooting technique and in the way I shoot that I have certain shortcomings, and I began to recognize that when I went to Steve's class, and now I'm coming to this understanding that this whole, well, I only need to train to shoot combat type shooting is probably just not going to cut it for what I want to do, because I want to be fast and precise. So okay. I want to ask, what would you do? What if somebody's coming to you, because you have competed in addition to talk, right?
Understood.
So,
yeah.
what other disciplines can I look at in order to help myself out with my accuracy?
You need to shoot in groups. You need to stop thinking about all the fast action guy stuff right now and shoot groups. Let me explain how you do it.
Certainly.
Just use a B8 center, repair center, or a B8 target. Just as a standard. Now that bull is for timed and rapid fire events. However, the bottom line is focus on hitting the X ring and you'll be okay. Start out using the B8. Start out at 5 yards and put one mag into the target at 5 yards with the intent of producing the smallest possible group. Period. Take your time. Deliver it one shot at a time.
Right.
Don't get sucked into firing in a string like bang, 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 or rapid firing. Deliver one shot at a time. Dismount the gun. Take a mental break. It actually takes quite a bit of more mental and physical discipline to deliver individually well-aimed, well-placed shots than it would be to just fire 10 shots in a row. Now, let me throw this out there, dude, before I continue.
Yes.
You have to make a decision in your mind, what is acceptable accuracy? What are you trying to perform? What are you trying to do? What is acceptable accuracy? When you get to the point where you're satisfied at 5 yards, increase the distance to 10 yards. Repeat. Once you have achieved an acceptable level of accuracy at 10 yards, go to 15. Repeat. 20. Repeat. 25, repeat. You've got to, I can't impress upon you enough that you have to know how to shoot first. There is, and I guess it's an illusion that an individual can say, well, you know, I'm a combat shooter, as an excuse for poor performance. That's out. All the combat shooters I know are marksmen first. And then you develop into, you know, the actual aspects of solving tactical problems. Solving tactical problems may or may not require you to employ your weapons. I mean, it's a safe bet you're going to, but it's not always the case. You can be as highly skilled with your weapons as you want to be and do something stupid and get killed anyway. And also, there's no making sense out of combat. I mean, when your number's up, your number's up.
Right.
But I would, in response to your question, mentally settle down and don't worry about all the fast action combat related firing stuff. You're not there yet. Develop your marksmanship ability first and know and understand what that is. Then when you make the shift or the progression into combat-related shooting, you don't have to think about hitting the target. Because if you're, you know, if you're thinking, you're wasting time. You have to develop the ability to deliver on demand. And that has to take place in real time. It requires an immense amount of, you know, mental focus, mental discipline. And in support of that, in respect to the combat-related shooting stuff you find yourself getting into, think in terms of the carryover, okay? Even when you're developing your marksmanship ability, put emphasis on remaining calm. And also, I mean, even for some people, you know, they start interacting with firearms. They get a little adrenaline going. It's exciting. It's fun. Always be safe. But people have a tendency to get a little spun up and enjoy the bang and all that. But you've got to put conscious thought and effort into remaining calm and learn how to do that under all circumstances. Okay, now let me caveat that real quick. Marksmanship equals the ability of an individual to apply the principles of marksmanship to a firearm and produce an acceptable shot group, right?
Right.
Combat marksmanship equals the ability of an individual to deliver fast, accurate, and lethal fire on the enemy without hesitation in adverse conditions within the rules of engagement.
Gotcha. All right. We're coming up.
Animal.
Yes, sir. We're coming up on the first break. I know that you have expanded your social media. All of this is under Combat Speed. That's how they would find you, Combat Speed, on social media. And your website is combatspeed.com.
Facebook is just Dave Harrington.
Okay.
But my website is combatspeed.com.
There you go. Go check him out because he is itching to get out there now, almost fully healed and everything. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. A quick quick administrative announcement, if you weren't listening yesterday. Starting Monday, Lock and Load changes time slots from 6 to 9 p.m. to 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. And then in a very short order, coming out of Northern California, there's going to be Lock and Load TV, which will be a streaming show that we will originate here, and it's going to play on TV stations in Northern California if you're there, and if not, it'll be on Facebook. So, just so you know. Trying to refine my shooting with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. So, there's the groups thing is actually sort of a drill that I can work. Is there any other sort of, like, a long time ago, when I first started shooting, when I was 18, the way I started shooting was shooting silhouettes.
Okay. At
big range, you know, 200 yards and such.
Right.
Any particular discipline that you would recommend that I can use the guns that I carry?
Well, the natural progression to your skill, now that, I don't know, man. Make a decision. What are you carrying?
Most
what are
time
you
I'm
using? What are you doing the majority of your, whatever you're carrying should be the gun you're training with.
Right.
Training and practicing with.
Right.
So what is that?
Well, I alternate between a safe action trigger and a single action trigger.
Okay, well, that's cool. I see no issues with that.
Yeah.
The primary thing is the natural progression in respect to skill is once you have satisfied your own requirements for acceptable accuracy, as we discussed previously, then you go on the clock. Then you start doing timed fire. And, of course, based on the amount of time you have, do the math. For, you know, the number of shots you plan on firing, or it could be just a matter of, you know, run raw time and see how fast you can do a mag dump, you know?
Right.
There's any number of ways of using a timer to your advantage, and you need to know that stuff. You need to know and understand it. I don't feel that I don't know. I'm not going to speak for anybody else, but over the years, I have put more and more and continue to put more time and emphasis and focus in understanding the actual timing requirements, you know, in respect to a shooting problem. What is the most efficient manner? But there are so many moving parts to that process. I just break it down and call it shooting math, doing the shooting math. But it's all elements of the target, what type of target is it, what is the size of it, what is the distance, what is the, you know, the shade of it or the color of it. For example, I'll give you the reason why. Check it out. Are you familiar with the term line of white when you're aiming? You take a line of white.
No, sorry, I'm not.
6 o'clock hold, line of white. Okay? Well, dig this. You have a black center to a bull, right? Well, predominantly, what color are pastured sights? Iron sights. They're black.
Right.
So you've got a black on black, right? So that doesn't work for you visually. So back in the day, the bullseye shooters, you know, adjustable sights, Mac Daddy accuracy bullseye guns, they would not zero their guns for like point of aim, point of impact, because then from an end user standpoint, you run into the color contrast of the front, rear, and target. You follow me? There is none.
Right.
So they would zero their guns where the top of the front sight would be at 6 o'clock of the bullseye with, you know, whatever they determine themselves to be an acceptable line of white above the front sight at 6 o'clock of the bull, so they could see, better see the working relationship of the front sight through the rear notch. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
That's why it's called, normally if somebody makes reference to a line of white, that automatically tells me that's a 6 o'clock hole. Because that's the only way you can do it. But get on a timer. Start challenging yourself. And refine your marksmanship ability first.
You know, where would you find a timer? Does Cabela sell them, or does find them online?
Yeah, timers are like, I just bought a couple through, you know, off the interweb. But the timer that I would recommend would be CD7000. I want to say it's Competitive Edge Dynamics or something like that is the name of the company.
Right.
But CED7000 timer. And, dude, remember, well, one, they're not inexpensive. They're about $130. And remember, if it's important enough to have one, you should probably have two.
Because one is none, so, and two is one.
Right. And even from a training standpoint, you know, I have my primary timer, but I have two backups.
Gotcha.
So I don't fool around. That's how important time is. But
I tell you what, hang on there. Hang on there for me. We're coming up on the break.
Yep.
Go check out Dave's website, combatspeed.com. Check him out on Facebook, Dave Harrington, H-A-R-R-I-N-G-T-O-N. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in Phoenix, Arizona, speaking at a Honeywell plant that produces N95 masks. The president saying,
"We can't keep our country closed. We have to open our country." Somebody said, "Oh, we could keep it for the next 18 months. We could keep it for the next 2 years." Doug Ducey's done an incredible job as the governor of Arizona. The people aren't going to accept it. They won't accept it, and they shouldn't accept it.
Americans are starting to see the nation's meat shortage in their shopping. The largest grocer, Kroger, is limiting the amount of ground beef and pork customers can buy. Even bulk stores like Costco are placing limits of 3 packages for its meat. Dozens of meat processing plants had to shut down after workers tested positive for coronavirus. Other grocers are warning customers it may not have every cut or product for the next few weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News. An Amazon VP has resigned over working conditions for the employees. USA Radio Network's John Hunt explains.
An Amazon executive has said he quit his job at the online retail giant to protest the firing of employees who spoke up about the conditions inside the company's warehouses and its record on climate change. Tim Bray, a vice president, wrote in a blog post that he left his job last week in dismay after Amazon fired several workers who publicly criticized the company. He said the firings were evidence of a vein of toxicity running through the company's culture. Amazon, which is based in Seattle, has declined comment.
Consumer debt is now over $14 trillion. The New York Fed Reserve says the $14.3 trillion figure is through March, and that's a new record high. It's also a jump of just over 1% from last quarter. There is some good news, as there was a $34 billion drop in credit card balances. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed. I want to change gears here.
Gears on me. All right,
yes,
do it.
I want to switch gears on you. Now, the president has indicated he's going to nip this little problem in the bud, but for a few days here, we've been looking at this possibility of there being a food shortage just simply because there's a lot of food that nobody's buying.
Right.
There's a lot. I mean, you know, they're eliminating chickens and cows and all this other stuff and pigs because there's nobody to buy these things. There's no processing plants buying them. It's a little bit like right. off the coast of Yeah, off the coast of California, they've got 80 or 90 oil tankers sitting out there full of oil. So if that happens, and all of a sudden food production were to sort of crater, then we're facing a something where, you know, if you want to talk about a dystopia, that's a dystopia, if you want to look at that. And as far from a tactical viewpoint, when you're looking at things that you might have to roll in and roll into an area and be facing when you get there, where does famine work out?
man, that's a tough one, dude.
Yeah.
The bottom line is one thing, when people are starving, it's going to get pretty interesting. I mean, you know, we're a gun culture, gun society, whatever. But when it comes down to starving to death, if I understood what you're asking me, my position is, if it's going to boil down to me starving to death or taking what you have to eat, I'm going to take what you have to eat, dude.
Right. Well,
whether you like it or not.
I don't think it would get quite to that point, but I, you know, for people that have, yeah, I see exactly what you're saying.
I took your question there, worst case scenario, dude.
Yeah, you took it way, and I concur with that. I concur with that. I've heard of that happening before.
Right.
I don't think we would get to the point where there was no food here. They were talking about there being a shortage of meat. And
right.
You know.
I don't really see that being that big of a deal. I mean, you know, people tend to forget that we're animals. Yeah, we're intelligent animals. But as human beings, we are the most adaptable animal. That's why we dominate this planet. You know, you just, you can't eat your favorite steak every Friday night? Big deal, dude.
Right.
Get over yourself.
Right. I get it. I understand it. So, from a tactical standpoint, this would be one of these instances where I would expect there to suddenly, where everybody's been sort of docile and now they're starting to complain a little bit, I would expect to see people get a little, we might see some ruckuses occurring.
In respect to?
Food shortages. I mean, I've seen yeah, skirmishes. Haven't you seen the pictures of people fighting over toilet paper?
Hey, man, do you remember growing up in the 70s when people were shooting each other to death in line for gasoline?
Yes, I do. I sure do. I sure do during that. 73, wasn't it? It was 73.
I don't know, dude. I know it was for a period of about a year or so.
Yep.
When the fuel situation got as bad as it did. And, so, yeah, I mean, gunfights breaking out, no problem. I mean, I would expect that.
How would you approach this as you go about? I mean, it's one thing to be operating with a team of people. It's quite another thing to be a solo player.
Right.
How would you approach this as a solo player?
Just be aware, pay attention to what's going on around me, and if I see or sense things going bad, break contact. If I can't break contact, I'll shoot my way out of it. Fight my way to my vehicle and leave.
Head for the hills. Leaving the AO. Yeah.
Of course, that's provided you have enough ammunition. You're carrying enough reserve ammunition on your body to be able to do that. You know, at some point, people are going to have to start shifting gears between this self-defense mentality of dealing with maybe one to three bad actors to carrying enough reserve ammo that affords you the choice to be able to fire and maneuver your way out of it.
Right.
So, you know, if you're one of those people out there that are only carrying one or two reserve mags, add two more mags to that, and you should be okay. Should be. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball.
Should be, yeah. Now, now, when you're teaching, do you have that approach to where you put that scenario in there to where, okay, this is what you do if you're mugged by one guy. This is what you do if you got a home invasion going on. There's five people coming, two in the rear and three in the front.
No, I don't do that. I never, since you brought it up, my immediate response to that is, I do my best to prevent any kind of canned thinking.
Right.
Because canned thinking basically produces a canned result. Well, you can't do that in real time. I had an interesting conversation with a dude yesterday. I don't know, kind of an intermediate level dude, I guess, compared to me. And he was talking about muscle memory. Well, my response was get beyond muscle memory to the conditioned response. And, of course, you know, he asked for an explanation of that. The short of that is the conditioned response is you're preparing yourself. It's purely a mental position, okay? But in respect to receiving the conditioned response needs real-time input. You see what I mean? So your level
of
attention to what you're doing is going to allow you to solve the shooting problem in the construct of whatever is happening.
Well, I've got we're coming up on the next break, and I'm going to give you when I think of canned responses, I'll give you my example and see if you would concur with that. And then I know exactly what you're talking about. But for those of you that are intrigued to train with Dave, because there's a lot of people that train with Dave that you've heard of. A lot of people come to train with Dave that you've heard of. The ones that you would call the stars of the tactical world come to train with Dave because of his approach. You can find out how to do that by going to combatspeed.com, his new website that is up right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington, and we're talking about a desperate situation we don't see. But would this become a desperate situation where the survival of the fittest is going to come into play?
Refine that a little bit, Dan, you mean the food shortage situation?
If it gets to the point to where I'm not worried about it, because I've got five cases of MREs here, I've got freeze dried food here. I mean, if it comes down to it.
Okay, stop right there, man, because everything you're telling me,
yeah,
is, you know, I'm going to put you on my hit list.
Okay. Gotta get my address first, though. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, I'll find you, bro.
Oh, okay. You'll find me. Okay. Anyway. I do.
That's where a lot of people fall down. You know, they're, you know, prepping. I'm into prepping, man, but I'm into prepping only that which I can ultimately phase down to and carry on my person. You know, like, I'll start in my truck. Well, my truck runs out of gas, it's no good. I'll load up what I can carry, move out. It's, you've got to phase it out. And the thing about it is ultimately, even if you, bug in, you know, you can only do it for so long. I mean, there's going to come a point in time where you run out of resources, period. What are you going to do then? And I think that's one mental place that people just don't like going.
Right.
Because, you know, like you stated right at the beginning of the, this portion, survival of the fittest. What does that look like? I think it's going to be in very great contrast to the meek shall inherit the earth. I don't think it's going to go like that.
No. I would try to resist doing that kind of thing simply because of what brought us here. But, I mean, in the area I live in, I don't know how much of an issue it's even going to be because they have such a very robust farm-to-table kind of thing happening here where anybody can participate in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're not that overly dependent on stuff. There'd be some things we would miss, like...
We've got a long way to go before... we're looking at the Road Warrior days. But it's going to be interesting. I mean, I'm more concerned about, the elections about more than anything, really.
Yeah, well...
what excuse are they going to come up with to, disrupt the rest of our lives? But
I don't.
Until then, we just adapt.
Let me ask you a question, and this is big conjecture. But since you started going that way with the election, there's a lot of people that look at what we got going on now, and they sort of think it's police state light. Although most of the people that think that don't understand that if it was police state in reality, they wouldn't be able to write that article, or they wouldn't be able to talk about that on radio or on YouTube or on TV. That's not how real police state works. Real police state, if you write the article, if it actually gets out, you vanish.
Right.
You just end up not ever being seen again. And that's where a real police state starts. But some of these states, like California, Michigan, yeah, New Jersey, New York, some of these states are out there, and they have a really... And, I mean, this is what it boils down to. The reason all... I'll give you a figure. New York State has more cases than 41 other states in the United States combined. We are basically...
Is it coronavirus, you mean?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes. So that means that we're actually... All these places where they've locked it down and hurt the economy and all this other stuff, it means that we're doing this because New York had it happen to them to the extent they have it going on.
Right.
Now, if pick any two states that you want to pick and say, let's say Idaho and Wyoming.
Okay.
You think if those two states combined had the same amount of cases as New York that we'd be locked down?
Oh, man. That's total guesswork, man.
I don't think we would.
The fact of the matter is everything is already stressed enough. We need to open back up.
Period. Yeah.
Get back to the American way of life. It's all, day by day for me, which is cool because, I'm single. I don't have an immediate family to be concerned about. Of course, my parents are still extant, and I'm concerned about them. But I've got friends of mine that have really extracted the positive out of the negative circumstances and kind of reconnected with their kids. You know what I mean?
Right.
Kind of cool. I know it's driving them crazy doing it, but still kind of cool. But
there's been a couple of things like here where I live. We had a tornado touch down over the weekend. And normally when it touched down, there would have been people there, and there were no people there, so nobody got hurt.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Very good. I'm going on a road trip myself, leaving tomorrow morning.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to that. That's my first opportunity that I've had to do anything in the last 6 months. I've had enough. I got to get out.
Dave's social distancing has been much more. It's been half a year because of his medical procedure that he went through. So
yeah, Yeah, having my hip replaced put me down for a while.
Yep.
But I'm doing a good gig. I'm going up to Camden, Tennessee, as a matter of fact. Going up there to link up with James Jigger, do some work with James for 3 days. And then head down to my parents to visit with them. And then back to Florida and see what happens. Try to get back to work. That's all I've been doing is focused on, getting back in black, working on my own skills. That's my positive out of the negative. This is the first time in a long time I've had the free time to do nothing but focus on my own development. And I'm digging it. Feel really good.
Yeah, that has to be sort of a rarity for people like you that have all these people like me calling you up saying, hey, how do you do that? Hey, anyway.
Well, actually, that doesn't bother me. I kind of joke with people every now and then about, after the conversation's over, they can send a check to, an address.
Yeah.
But, it kind of turns into a consult call. But I actually enjoy it. It's not that big of a deal to me. If somebody is interested and motivated and has the initiative to ask questions and, above all else, listen to, what you have to say, what I have to say about it. I think that's pretty cool, man. So, I don't mind doing it.
Well, we're about to run out of time. Give my regards to Mr. Jaeger. How long of a drive is that for you?
I'm going to split. It's a 12-hour drive from Tampa.
Right.
But I'm going to split the trip. Get north of Atlanta somewhere tomorrow. And just chill out. There's things I'm working on that I've kind of ingrained into my daily regimen. So I'm going to support the trip so I've got time to dry fire and exercise and stay on my schedule,
There you go.
Thursday and go to work.
My regards to the whole tactical response team. I will talk to you soon.
You take care, Mr. Bill. I appreciate the opportunity. Take care and be safe.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Nikki Gozer. She'll tell her story. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.